And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Great news for readers of the British Lutheran. The latest bumper-sized edition is now available so that you can catch up on what the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England has been up to. Find out what is happening in a special feature on Westfield House, now ably led by Dr. Cynthia Lumley. Find out more about Lutheran Radio UK in a brilliantly written piece by the modest Paul Hill. There is a lot happening in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Take some time to find out more. To get a PDF of the British Lutheran, go online to Lutheran Radio UK website and click on the link on our front page. More than 150 people have been killed in a few days in central and northern Nigeria in separate attacks on villages populated by a concentration of Christians. On Friday, March the 14th, gunmen raided three villages in Kaduna State in central Nigeria, killing at least 114 people. The attackers opened fire on the villages of Agwa Sankwa, Anguangata and Chenshi at about 11 p.m. according to Daniel Anyep, a local government official cited by Reuters. Anyep said the attackers were from the Fulani, a West African ethnic group of herdsmen, largely Muslim, but has a history of land grievances with Nigeria's indigenous Christians and others. The settled farming communities targeted by Fulani for several years are largely Christian. Nigeria's Catholic bishops say the religious dimension of the running conflict is a byproduct of more fundamental herdsmen disputes over land. Most of the victims in the three villages were burned beyond recognition, according to sources cited by the BBC. Nigeria's Channels Television reported that 114 of more than 150 victims have been buried in a mass grave. Fulani also are suspected in attacks on several villages Sunday afternoon in Taraba State, southeast of Kaduna, on Nigeria's eastern border. About 35 people were killed and a Catholic church was attacked, according to the Nigeria Daily Post. The Post cited a man who escaped the attacks as saying the raids were a Fulani response to tensions in next-door Benue State between the Fulani and the Tivs, a farming ethnic group, some of whom have adopted Christianity. Also on Sunday, militants suspected to be part of Boko Haram killed two people in Pelibani village in Borno State, in Nigeria's northeastern corner. Boko Haram is an armed insurgency that aims to set up Islamic law across Nigeria's north and has been blamed for the deaths of thousands of Nigerians, Christian and Muslim, since 2009. Pelibani is populated by a concentration of Christians, reported Nigeria's Vanguard newspaper. The gunmen invaded our village at about 10 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. They started shouting, "God is great," the Vanguard quoted a resident of the village as saying. In some houses, they did not shoot at the residents, but asked them to vacate their houses and set them ablaze, saying, "We are here for God's work." Two churches and a number of houses were burned, according to news reports. The Vanguard said the incident was confirmed by Andrew Usman Margui, chairman of the Hawul local government area, which encompasses Pelibani village. Catholics, Anglicans and Muslims came together this week to fight slavery with the launch of a global network to tackle human trafficking, forced prostitution and child labour. The Global Freedom Network, the brainchild of billionaire Australian magnate Andrew Forrest, will pressure governments and businesses to free millions of men, women and children held in bondage around the world by 2020. Today, the economic exploitation of our fellow human beings causes almost 30 million people to be enslaved, more than at any time in human history, Forrest said at the launch. The Vatican, the Anglican Communion and Cairo's Islamic Al-Azhar University are leading the initiative, which brings together faith communities of almost 3 billion people, nearly half of the world's population, and will invite all faiths to join its leadership, he added. Overcoming strained relations between the Vatican and Al-Azhar, which deteriorated during the papacy of Pope Benedict XXVI, the network brings together Pope Francis, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Ahmed El Taib. Representatives of all three met at the Vatican to sign up to the initiative, which Forrest said would bring together millions of churches and mosques to gather in one great army to fight the war against slavery. The network will call on the world's 50 biggest corporations to root out exploitations of workers in their supply chains and ask the group of 20 most advanced nations to set up a global fund to finance programs tackling slavery. "There are forms of slavery in all industrial sectors," said Forrest, who has secured the support of fellow billionaires Bill Gates and Richard Branson. Mohamed Azab, on behalf of Al-Azhar, told AFP, The network is a strong appeal against the egotism of rich countries, against materialistic societies, which must stop all forms of aggression against the human being. Modern slavery and human trafficking are one of the greatest scandals and a tragedy of our age, which touches every part of the world in some way, said David John Moxon, who represented Welby. In 2013, the Walk Free Foundation published a global slavery index covering all forms of bondage from people trafficking to children forced to wed, which estimated that 29.8 million people live in slavery worldwide. The West African country of Mauritania ranked worst for slavery, followed by Haiti and Pakistan. A series of bomb blasts in Tanzania's island of Zanzibar is stoking fears that an Islamist breakaway movement is increasingly targeting Christians. Churches in Zanzibar, a semi-autonomous archipelago in the Indian Ocean, have been attacked and burned down. Some Christian clerics have been killed, others have been seriously burned after being splashed with acid. The attacks have followed a similar pattern. Two men race up on a motorcycle, the one on the rear jumps off, fires shots or lobs an explosive, and the two speed away. Since 2010, the cases have been on the increase, and the Christians and their leaders, many of them originally from mainland Tanzania, say they are anxious. In the latest attack on February the 24th, assailants exploded a homemade bomb near the gate of St. Monica Anglican Cathedral, slightly damaging the church wall and the car park. Anglican Bishop Michael Hadith of Zanzibar told World Watch Manager at the time he did not know who had planned and executed the attack. Also on February 24th, a similar explosive went off at the Mercury restaurant, a popular hangout for Western tourists. A day earlier, four people were injured when a bomb was thrown into the Assemblies of God church in the Funi area of the island. On February 15th, in the Tomondo area of the island, a homemade bomb was thrown at the door of the Adventist church during the worship service. Afi said, although this is not the first time the churches have been targeted, the recent series of explosions has left Christians feeling more scared. We don't know the motive, but the police have said they are investigating. We think these are people opposed to the presence of Christians here, he said. Christians and Muslims have peacefully shared Zanzibar until 2010, when the Association of Islamic Mobilization and Propagation, a religious movement known as Jumaya Ya Amusho Na Mahira Ya Kilisam, or UAMSHO, began clamoring for Zanzibar's autonomy. UAMSHO registered in Zanzibar as a non-government organization in 2001. In its charter, it declared its aim of establishing Zanzibar as a center of Islamic institutions under Islamic law and free from the United Republic of Tanganyika and Zanzibar, the official name of Tanzania. In more recent years, the campaign has taken on religious overtones. Clashes with police have ended with churches being burned and clerics being attacked. In February 2013, a Roman Catholic priest in the Zanzibar diocese, the Reverend Mushi, was killed by an unknown gunman. His death followed a shooting 2 months earlier that left another priest, the Reverend Makenda, badly injured. Governments around the world are increasingly invoking blasphemy laws, with Pakistan by far the country that jails the most citizens for allegedly attacking religion, a US report said Thursday. The US Commission on International Religious Freedom, a government advisory panel, voiced fear that the rise in laws banning blasphemy was leading to punishment of people who merely expressed different religious views or have been falsely accused. The report found Pakistan used its controversial law at a level incomparable to anywhere else, listing 14 people on death row and 19 others serving life sentences for alleged blasphemy against Islam. Pakistan has never carried out the death penalty for blasphemy, but the report charged that the law and the lack of procedural safeguards has contributed to an alarming number of mob attacks and vigilante violence against minorities. Egypt has seen a rise in use of such laws since the 2000 overthrow of President Mubarak, this report said. Citing local activists, the report found blasphemy cases involved 63 people in 2011 and 2012 and disproportionately targeted the Christian minority. The US Commission opposes blasphemy laws, saying they protect beliefs over individuals. This trend of greater usage of blasphemy laws will surely lead to increased violations of the freedoms of religion and expression, said Knox Thames, the Commission's Director of Policy and Research. Governments will jail people, and extremists may kill others in the defense of undefined notions of religious sentiment, he said, calling blasphemy laws inherently problematic. Blasphemy is a sensitive issue for many Muslims whose religion forbids images of the Prophet Muhammad. Violent protests erupted in the Islamic world after Danish cartoons and later a low-budget film depicted Muhammad. Pakistan in the past has urged the United Nations to make blasphemy an internationally recognised offence, arguing that insults against Muhammad are intolerable. The Commission report also highlighted Bangladesh's arrest of three self-professed atheists last year and said Indonesia had arrested more than 120 people since 2003 for blasphemy, although they generally have not been prosecuted. While blasphemy cases took place recently in the Islamic world, the Commission noted that Russia last year enacted a blasphemy law after punk band Pussy Riot put on a performance critical of President Vladimir Putin inside a cathedral. The report also pointed to Greece, where a man was arrested in 2012 for blasphemy after mocking a late Orthodox monk on Facebook. And finally, you'll recall that last week I reported on the case of the Mississippi man who was pronounced dead last month and put in a body bag only to come alive just before an embalming. He now has really died, a coroner said on Thursday. Walter Williams, 78, died at about 1 a.m. local time in Lexington, 2 weeks after shocking people when he started breathing and kicking at a funeral home where he was taken after being declared dead, said Holmes County Coroner Dexter Howard.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.